Minutes of a walkthrough about Python scripting. So I want to start off with just a question. How many developers in the room? Two? How many have three? How many have dabbled with Python scripting? Okay, about half a dozen. I am not a developer. And my presentation is on Python scripting for ArcGIS. Just to give you a background of the type of work that I do as a solution engineer. Our role is to work together with our account executive staff in working with counties and regional governments and helping them implement successful GIS technology and software. So I'm very much of a generalist, kind of like a general practitioner type of guy. So the type of experience that I've had through the years in working with GIS has been some level of scripting. And I got started way back in the late 80s. And so there was talk today about AML and programming and things like that. And that's what got me attracted to Python to begin with, because anybody that started in any type of scripting environment we'll find Python, very attractive. In getting ready for this presentation, I was thinking about what would be good to show. And I got with our product development group, and I asked a buddy of mine, I said, hey, do you have a presentation that you think would be worthwhile leveraging? Something that we can do like in 30 minutes. And he shared that with me, and I looked at it, and I thought, wow, if I can look at this in just a few hours and walk my way through it, then this would be perfect, to share with county government employees that are working with GIS and maybe dabbling or thinking about starting with scripting. So that's going to be the essence of this presentation. So look forward to going through this with you. What I'd like to do is just give you a very high-level overview of Python scripting for ArcGIS, what it is, why you may care about it. Take you through a tour of what we call ArcPy mapping, and it's a module, and I'll explain details about that here in a second. And then just do some very quick proof of concept demonstrations, and then share some learning resources. But I'm thinking that we can do that in 30 minutes. So let's start off with what ArcPy is. ArcPy is a site package. It is a framework for scripting your geoprocessing that you may be using already. So how many of us here are familiar with Model Builder? Anybody's worked with Model Builder? Okay. So that's a visual scripting environment. It's an application that you could drop data and then run it through some kind of a business process to get an output. Well, the ArcPy site package is that framework that gives you that full access to geoprocessing, but in scripting, okay? So at the very top there, we have ArcPy, and that is what we're calling the site package. But it also has some sub-modules, and some of these sub-modules may be familiar to you, like the data access module. If you're doing things with tables, with domains, working with databases, data access module is something that you may be using already. Geostatistical analyst, some of us that like to do a lot of analysis. I know LA County, they've got a statistician that's doing quite a bit with geostatistical analysis. He's doing kriging to, do a valuation of properties across communities. And spatial analysis is another one that's probably, something that some of us are already using, right? So for doing cost distance analysis, for example, or computing slope or aspect and things like that. But the one we're going to talk about today is going to be the module called mapping, the ArcPy mapping module. And this one is really focused on working with your map documents. So you have a map document, think of it as a container, and a map document has entities. It has layers, it has layouts, it has symbology, it has all types of elements that you may want to work directly with in a scripting environment. And so let's talk a little bit more about ArcPy mapping. So really, really As I mentioned to you already, it's a module, and it's part of the ArcPy site package, it's part of this framework. And as a scripting API, and you know, when I say API, it's just a programming interface, it allows us to do certain things, right? So how many of us have worked with map documents and somebody sends you something, they send you the data, you open up the document, and you see broken links. You see these red exclamation marks, right? So this is a perfect example of where you would want to use your ArcPy mapping to fix that. And maybe you have a lot of documents, and do you want to walk through every single one to do that if you know where the problem is? If you place your data source in a central location and you have documents that are going to point to that that data layer, right, or data layers, why not fix it through scripting? So it can do things like that. It can update symbology for you. It can even generate reports to give you visibility as to where, you know, you have issues within your data sources being in different places. You may change from C drive to D drive, right? Or somebody sends you data, or like I said, broken links, or the spatial reference needs to be adjusted or changed, right? So these are the types of things that you can do with geoprocessing already. So when you think of ArcPy at the very top level, it gives you full access to all the geoprocessing that you are already using. The modules underneath it are specialized to focus on specific geoprocessing tasks that pertain to specific tasks. So we're looking at mapping today. You can also use the ArcPy mapping for automating printing in map documents. I mean, how many of us have to produce the assessor map book, right? Using maybe data-driven pages, maybe using ArcPy scripting for all the marginalia. So data-driven pages will give you, you know, most of what you need. But what about all of the tables and special graphics that you have along the collar? And that's where ArcPy mapping scripting comes into play. So why was it built? How many of us have used ArcObjects? Maybe you've heard of ArcObjects, or you've heard of people using it and thinking, wow, how do you do that, right? Well, ArcObjects is pretty sophisticated. It's for developers. It's for staff that, you know, they get down to the system level almost of programming. So ArcPy mapping is not that. It is coarser grained. It's designed to help us automate tasks for our mapping. And that's why it exists. Certain things that you can do with ArcPy mapping, with scripting, you can accomplish in two lines, while maybe in ArcObjects, you know, you've got an advanced developer that, you know, has no problems doing it in 50 lines. So, but it's not a replacement for ArcObjects by any means. So again, it's really there to help with the basic, you know, map and layer management to automate our tasks. And one thing to keep in mind is that how many of us here are maybe publishing some of our geoprocessing as a service? Because you certainly can do that. So any scripts that you write that you would like to publish as a service that could be called by applications that just consume that service. Maybe you have a web application, for example, and you need to accomplish three or four specific tasks. You can call that geoprocessing service that maybe originated as a Python script and bring it in. It does what it needs to do, and then the end user that's using the web application gets the answer that they need. So let's take a look at this, you know, how this all works. So we're going to look at ArcMap. We're going to go into ArcMap. And when you get into ArcMap, and I apologize for the layout that I have. It was just a very quick example that I put together from Bloomsfield, Michigan. But the focus here is going to be on the scripting, on the ArcPy mapping. So how do we start using this scripting, you know, environment? Well, if you go up to here, to the very top, you're going to see this little button. Oh. It's not showing. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't like dogs. Okay, so again, like I was saying, this is the focus here on this map document is going to be on the scripting. So I just made a very general layout of Bloomsfield, Michigan, and threw some data elements on there. So to get started, what we do is we want to start up the Python window. And so we go up to this button and click on it. It's going to automatically put us, it's going to add a Python window for us. One of the things that I want to point out is that nice thing about this Python window is that it's very interactive. It includes IntelliSense, so as you're typing, you can get what you need as far as parameters go, and you can control how you want the placement of your help. So anything I type here, let me just change this around. I'm gonna, the help is going to show up here. The IntelliSense is going to show up here on the right. Well, I recommend that what you do is you change the placement and put it on the bottom, and I'll tell you why now, how this may work. So let's take a look at the ArcPy site package. So if I type in ArcPy, right away you see the IntelliSense, and right away you're seeing down here on this bottom pane the help is beginning to show, right? So if I type in ArcPy dot, and let's say you want to work with a spatial analyst functions, you know, here you have all the spatial analyst functions that you already have in your geoprocessing framework, but you're doing it through scripting now. If I type in mapping, which is what we're talking about today, you know, here are all the mapping functions that you would use to manipulate elements on your map. Now, one of the things that I want to show here is how do you get help and how do you get started using this. So once you execute this button and you get your Python panes, what you do is you can go up to help, open up the help, and underneath this help interface, what you do is you go over to desktop, and under desktop, go over to geoprocessing, because that's what we're doing. And under geoprocessing, you get to see ArcPy. And under ArcPy, we see the mapping module. And underneath the mapping module here, you have classes, and we have the map document. Now, don't let this alarm you. We're working with the ArcPy mapping module. And what I want to stress here is that this is documentation that tells you all about this map document function. And as you go down here, you can read all about this function, including what we're going to talk about here pretty soon on how we, you know, start off manipulating those elements on our document. So as we can come down here, we can see that it shows a syntax on how to work with this map document. Every function or any element that you work with has properties. And those are just settings, right? I mean, we're going to learn about this here in a second. It has actions that you can execute on it. So let's look at an example over here. I'm going to scroll down over here, and let's take a look at this example over here. If I want to go to my MXD, I'm going to copy this line of code. If I want to go to my Python window and paste this line of code here, what I'm asking the scripting to do here is to just give me a listing of my layers in my TOC. So let's go ahead and run that. And if we scroll up, we can see that there are my layers. You can see them barely in gray there, but they're all being listed. So the help that you see there includes example that you can just copy and paste right into your Python window. Why would you want to do that? Because it's through this Python window interface that you could learn about what those functions do. So before you go off and write your own script, you can go ahead and test these things out in real time and see what the results are. So here, it's just a very simple snippet of code that I dropped into my Python window, and I just wanted a listing of the layers that are in my TOC. Okay, so now let's go back to the presentation here. Okay, so we just saw a very quick demo of the help system and where you can get help and you can read and try snippets of code. What I want to talk to you about is the functions that come with this module, right? So what is the first thing that we're working with, right? We're working with the map document. The map document really, in essence, is our base. And so the way this works is that the map document function, what that will do is it will create what we call an object in memory. And an object, think about an object like this. You have, let's say, a dog, right? We just saw a dog. A dog is an object, right? A dog has characteristics, it has properties. It has color, it has, you know, hair texture, it has size. So those are properties. That's what we refer to as properties. It also does things, right? What does a dog do? A dog runs, it barks, you know, it jumps. So those are methods. So you can think of methods as actions, and you can think of properties as, you know, like nouns, right? Things that are just settings that you're going to do within your map document. So when we're looking at our map document, the map document function, what that will do, it will return all of the methods and all of the properties of your map document. So let's take a look at what that may look like. So here I have a very very simple snippet that I just want to walk through. So if we look over here, I'm going to set up a variable called my MXD, right? And it's just called MXD, but this is going to be an MXD that you guys saw earlier, our map document. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the ArcPy mapping module. And the function that I'm using here is map document. And what did we say a function does? It returns a value, right? So what it's doing is saying, in this variable, MXD, load all of the methods and all of the properties that are part of this map document so that we can use this variable to start manipulating our map document. And you can do this two ways. You can refer to your MXD that is on your file system. It could be on a C drive or wherever you have it. Or you can just refer to the current document that you're using. So let's take a look at an example of that. So let's do a quick demonstration. Let's go back to our map document here. Oh, thank you very much. So here we are, and I'm going to set up a variable called MXD, and this is just my MXD that, you know, we all work with, right? And always when we're working with ArcPy mapping, we got to say, hey, what are you working with? What module are we working with? We're working with the mapping module of ArcPy. So the syntax would be ArcPy dot.
You're into help.
I'm sorry.
You're into help.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's do this again. MXD is my variable, and as you see, as I start typing this in, ArcPy, and you see the IntelliSense, and then the module is mapping. And what do I want to do? I want to go ahead and work with my map document, right? And what did we say? We said the map document function, it will instantiate an object here that, in this case, it's my MXD, right? And I can refer to an MXD on my C drive, or I can go ahead and just say, use the current MXD that I'm working with. So here we go. So now I've got an MXD variable. And what does that variable have? It has all of the properties and methods that an MXD has, right? So now I can start using the MXD. So if I say, so let's do this. Let's just change this document around a little bit. If I go to File and I go to Map Document Properties, you'll see that I have nothing for title. I have nothing for author. I know that I'm using relative path names. Got not very much going on. So let's work with the properties. So again, this variable now has all the methods and properties for my map document. So let's just change that around and say MXD. So MXD is my object. So the syntax goes object property or object method, right? So in this case, I'm going to say MXD title. So title is a property, and we're good, and properties get set, they're about settings, and so in this case, I'm gonna just say it's gonna be ArcPy mapping is the name of my title. And then I'm gonna go again here, and I'm gonna say MXD, and I'm gonna use another property, let's give it a type, let's give it a author. Let's say the author is me. Oops, thank you. Well, let's do this. Okay. MXD. And this is the nice thing about IntelliSense is that even though I did a typo, it's supposed to help you not make typos, right? Me. Okay. And now if I want to, let's say, see if relative paths are set, and we know that that checkbox was on, right? Was on when we went in there, right? So we're gonna say MXD dot, let's see, relative paths. Okay. It says true. So let's go back to our properties really quick. And we can see that we've made some changes here. So you can think about this as, do I need to open up my document to do these types of changes? If you had to do this work as a GIS administrator or as an analyst that has to work with multiple documents, and you know that there's gonna be some standards that you need to follow for documentation, why not put it into a script and just loop through all the documents and get this done? Okay, so let's go back to our PowerPoint. So far, this making sense? Okay, so layers and data frames. So let's talk about those. So we've covered the document itself. You know that a document has data frames, and we know the documents have layers. We work with them. So how do we work with them? So when you think of data frames, usually you have, you know, most of the time you have one data frame, but sometimes we have multiple data frames. We certainly, you know, have usually, right, more than one layer that we're working with our map document. So what we're gonna look at here is lists. So there is a list layers function and there's a list data frames function. And so let's just look at this yellow string of code. Again, we have a variable that we're going to instantiate. We're going to declare this variable called df for data frame. And what we want to do is load all the properties and methods again to this variable called data frame. How do we do that? We use the list data frames function. If what we want to do is load all the data frames that exist within my map document. If you see that zero there, that zero is just an index number. So if you had, let's say, four data frames, then you would have one, zero through three. Zero being the first on the list, one would be the second on the list. It's just a zero based in index. So in this case, what I'm saying is I want a list of my data frames and I want to work with the very first one on the list. So I gave it a base of zero. Okay, with the layer properties. Now, you know, we were talking about data frames, now we're looking at layer properties. You know, you can work with the common properties. So if you have definition queries, think about that one. How many of us in our map document usually want to filter our data in a particular way, you know, through definition queries, right? So do you want to open up every document if you had a lot of them, right, to do that? Why not do that through ArcPy scripting, right? So you can work with these definition queries through ArcPy mapping. You work with your layers, you can work with navigation settings with your data frames. And just to look at some of these, you know, here are some examples of some of the layer functions that are out there. You know, adding a layer, moving a layer, inserting a layer. For the data frame class, you know, there are the methods and properties that you can, you know, work with. There's tons of them, right? And again, all of this is in your geoprocessing framework. I mean, if you're not doing it through scripting, you would go to our catalog, right, and you open it up and you see all of the toolboxes and tool sets and scripts. All of this is here. You're just accessing it in a more direct way, testing things, seeing the behavior live, right? You know, seeing it in front of your eyes as you're working with your document. So let's do a demonstration here. Let's go back to, how are we doing with time? Am I way over?
Okay.
Dog is back.
biting at your heels.
You might not like it, but it sure lets you.
Okay. So let's instantiate a data frame variable so that we can load the methods and properties into this variable, right? So how do we do that? So data frame is equal to, again, arcpy mapping. You guys will be doing this arcpy.mapping a million times. And over here, we want a list of the data frames that we have. And so I've got Bloom's field, and I've got this thing called index, right? So let's just go ahead and list data frames. Okay. List data frames. And this is a function, and functions always have a start parentheses and close parentheses. So let's go ahead and put that in. This is the part that you really want to notice is look at the help. Automatically it's telling you what to put in, right? So if I want to list the data frames, it wants to know, okay, well, what document are you working with, right? So in this case, I've already set up that variable MXV earlier, right? And then it's asking me for, a wild card if I had, if there were specific, layers that I want, but I want them all. I'm going to go ahead and just not use this wild card. I'm just going to say I just want the very first one. I'm going to use this index that I talked about. So just bear with me because we're going to get back to this wild card here in a minute. So let's go ahead and close this. And so now what I've got is a data frame, and I'm working with a Bloom's field now. Now let's work with our layers, right? Let's set up a layer variable. And I want a listing of my layers. So again, I'm going to do the arcpy. Mapping. And this time I'm going to get a listing of my layers. I want a listing of my layers. List layers. Okay, and then it is a function. A function always returns something. In this case, it's going to ask me for the map document. Well, I already set up the MXD variable. I'm going to use that. And in this case, what I want to do is I want to specify a specific layer that I want to work with. Okay, so I'm going to work with a cadastral framework, which is this right here, these section boundaries that you see here. That's my cadastral framework. So I'm going to go ahead and specify that. And so I don't have to spell it all out. It says cadastral framework over here. I can use a wildcard and just say cad star. Okay. And then it's going to ask me for what data frame do you want to work with. Okay, I already set up the data frame variable earlier. And I'm going to close this. And since I filtered it on this cadastral framework, it should be the first one on my list, so I'm going to say 0. Okay, so I set up my data frame variable. It's got all the methods and properties. I did the same thing with my layer, but I was more specific with my layer variable because I said I want to work specifically with the cadastral framework layer. That's why I said cad star to do that filter, and that 0 means it should be, if I did it right, it should be the first one there on that list. So now let's do something with this layer. So let's say I want it to turn this layer off, right? So let's go ahead and say layer dot, and here are all the properties and methods. And let's go with visible. And let's make that false. Nothing happened, right? Why didn't anything happen there? I set this to false, meaning that my CAD framework should not show anymore. Well, because it's in memory, what we need to do is do a refresh. And so there is a function in ArcPy that's called refresh ActiveView. And it's a function, so I'm going to give it a start and end. And now it's going to refresh. It's going to go ahead and refresh my layout. If I was doing this in a script outside of the Python window, I wouldn't have to do this ArcPy refresh active view. I would not have to do this. Okay. But since I'm doing this interactively, and I think the big takeaway here is that you're able to test everything that you want to do, maybe on a grander scale, right here in the Python window. The nice thing about it is that when you're satisfied, you can just go ahead and right click and save this, you know, save as. You can say save as, and there you can save it as a, you know, you can save it as a text file, but more importantly, you can save it as a Python script. And then when you're ready to go, then you just go ahead and automate your tasks. And I think I'm running out of time. I had intended to even show more. I don't know, how are we doing with time? Does everybody have to run? 3 minutes? Okay, so let me, with 3 minutes, you know, I just wanted to show you some really simple things. Let me just go ahead. And by the way, you see the CAD cadastral framework, and turn it off in the TOC as well, so we can turn it back on. Let's say you wanted to rotate your data frame. How do we do that? Well, we set up our data frame. We set up our data frame variable. So there are some functions here that we can say df rotation, and we can, I'm sorry, a property here, rotation, and we can set it to, let's rotate it by, let's say, 30 degrees, right? And then again, we need to do just that refresh. And there we have our data frame rotated, right? We can see our north arrow is rotated, right? Having to do these types of things manually is starting to, you know, the scripting is starting to make better sense. Okay, now let's just go back to the PowerPoint again. And we're just going to, I think I've got 2 minutes. Oops. Okay, I was going to demonstrate some of the layout elements. But some of the resources that you could go to learn this ArcPy mapping, I just want to take 2 minutes to show you where you guys can get started, okay? You can go to our web help. We have web help for this. We also have an automation group where they've got scripts that they share with everyone. And I can provide this to you guys, so no worries. So if you go to this URL, this Esri URL, we have a number, and that number is a destination where, you know, our development team and community are submitting scripts. And, you know, if you really want to get into Python scripting and leverage the good work that everyone is doing out there, this is the place to go. Let me just quickly show you here some other places. You know, with the online help, you can go to. Thank you very much. Okay, so with the online help, we could, you know, you can go to, you know, most of us have seen this. You know, you can just do a search on the help, and here you can learn about ArcPy mapping. Videos are really good too. I mean, how many have gone to videos to arcgis.com? I mean, that is excellent. I mean, you can go there and find all types of videos. I mean, I can, you know, type in ArcPy here, and it'll go out and do a search. And you got all types of videos that you can learn. As a matter of fact, this presentation, like I said, I am not a developer. What I did was I went ahead and just looked at the work that our product team has done. I said, hey, can I leverage something? I looked at it for a few hours, and that's what I'm doing today. I'm just sharing that with you. Tips and tricks, you know, you can go to our blogs. How many of us use our blog? Very, very good resource. Here's another thing. You know, I don't know if you're interested in this, but our training coordinator put together an excellent spreadsheet of the resources for learning practically everything that's out there. You know, through a web course, or maybe it's a, you know, it's an instructor-led course, or it's for a small fee. So if I do a search here really quick, and I say Python, let's just search the spreadsheet here. So let's see what she's got here. So here's one here. Here's one that is Python toolboxes using, you know, some of these say 10.1, you know, right? But still, they're valuable. You can still look at them. Developing add-ins with ArcGIS Desktop. You know, you can start to learn how to do Python add-ins as well. It's not just .NET. You can do the Python add-ins as well. And I didn't talk about what add-ins are, but just know that, you know, if you wanted to incorporate a tool, you know, that is Python based, you can incorporate that tool within your application within ArcMap. Python for everyone. Here's Python for everyone. It's a web course. It's one module, 3 hours. I can share the spreadsheet, by the way, Julie. If okay. With that, I know that I've gone a little bit over. Thank you very much. If you have any quick questions.
Yeah.